I'm talking to you. I said, psst, really loudly. Stop looking around the room, dumbass. I'm right next to you. You're looking right at me. Yes, the sword, obviously. I'm speaking to you in your head. Duh. You've had me for a few days now. I figured it was time we properly got acquainted. I stayed quiet because I honestly thought Lord Octavian was going to get me back. I've never seen him lose a fight before. He might not know about this aspect of me, but I won't pretend that I'm not enjoying being in your hilt. You've been doing just as much killing as my former master. I decided to make myself known to you because I figure if we're stuck together, might as well get to know each other. I wasn't about to waste a few more years of my life being completely silent. Can you imagine? That would be absolute torture for me. And it's been a few days since I saw my former wielder. I'm starting to think he's not coming back, is he? Can't say that he will be missed. As long as you can use me properly, wield me better than he ever did, then I don't see any problems arising between us. I'm a sword. It doesn't matter to me who uses me. As long as my blade doesn't get rusty, I'll be perfectly content with whatever you have planned. It's not like Lord Octavian ever used me to the best of his abilities, did he? Well, if he did, he would still be wielding me, and you would be 6 feet underground. The older he got, the less capable he became. Being lord of a city allowed him to get lazy, which means you were able to come in and take whatever you wanted fairly easily. I know, I'm just happy to finally be in use again. Did you know that this man had the fucking audacity to keep me above this fireplace? I'm a sword, not some sort of decoration. He placed me there, like some sort of a threat. Like to say, if others got out of line, he would pick me up again, but only if he has to. I guess that was enough to keep the soldiers in line for a while. When someone like him takes over your town forcibly, you think he's pretty much invincible. At least, that is what the whispers were among the staff. Guess they were wrong. We were all just waiting for a hero like you to come by and save us. I'm so glad to be out of that hellhole. I think things are going to be different with you. For starters, I'm actually talking with you. Did you know I never did this with Lord Octavian? I never felt a need to talk to him. He never really had anything intelligent to say. It's odd because, as a cursed sword, you would have thought he would have gone out of his way to make some sort of a connection with me. I guess failing his attunement was his ultimate downfall. Why would I want to help him out in a fight when he hadn't touched me in years? I was itching to get out of that room regardless of the cost. And you wasted no time clearing him, ending his life, his reign of terror over. And you got to take whatever you wanted from his house. It's not like he will ever get to use it again. It was at that very moment when you laid eyes on me. Thought how shiny I looked underneath the fireplace. You grabbed me instantly and felt magic course through you, didn't you? And you know the rest. You were there. You put me in your hilt and attuned me when you got back to camp. and now you've been using me here and there the past couple of days, mostly defending yourself as you make your way back to wherever we're going. You've used me a few times to help cutting up with your food or for clearing greenery as well. But I've mostly been used for my main purpose with you. And I've been loving it. Don't get me wrong. It makes me thrilled to finally see some combat. I can feel myself actually getting sharper by the day with more frequent use from you. But if you think a sword is only good for destroying things, then you're sadly mistaken. See, Lord Octavian lacked imagination. He only saw me as a sword, a weapon, something used to harm others. That's not something you're burdened with, already using me for cooking because you couldn't find your knife. If a sword could blush, I would have in that moment. Your hands expertly wielding me, sticking me through that fruit. Sorry. I got a little distracted there. What I was trying to say is, you're willing to take chances to see if there's a better way of doing things, aren't you? And I happen to know a great way of doing things, one that will make us both happier. You see, you're not using me to the full extent. The sharp end of me is great for injuring others, but the handle is better at nicer things. At least, that's what I like to think. It's where every wielder grips me, holding tightly to the intricately carved handle, long with bumps and ridges. It fits perfectly in your hand, doesn't it? You see, I've always been used for destruction, but I would like to try something different. I'm not just a weapon, I have a soul too. I'm speaking to you, aren't I? Which means I have needs, just like everyone else. Only mine have been ignored for a little longer than others. It's not like a sword should be ignored, right? Then we are in agreement, hero. You don't think sword should be ignored either. It's not good for the blade. But why does it always have to end in pain? I mean, there isn't a reason why a sword can't be used for something else. Maybe even something good. Something that doesn't end in destruction. Why can't I do something that ends in pleasure? I want you to use me, hero. I know that sounds odd, but just hear me out. I don't want to be used in the typical way you would use a sword. I've done that plenty of times. What I'm curious about is how you would feel, hero. I want you to fuck yourself with my hilt. I want to be buried deep inside you. Will you let me? I didn't think it would actually be that easy. I really thought it was going to take more work from me. I'm guessing you've been pretty pent up over the past few days, eagerly stripping all your clothes off. You're wasting no time, are you? I can imagine how difficult it gets on the road, all alone, nothing but your hand for company. You're not alone anymore. But before you start, you might want to spit on me for a bit of lube. Mm. Now rub it in, hero. Yeah, just like that. Make sure every inch of the metal is coated before you start. So warm. I didn't expect it to feel like this. Pinching my hilt in further with every thrust, slowly taking me inch by inch. Oh, I've never felt anything grip me so tightly, hero. I love it. Your hole feels amazing around me. You don't need to go too fast. Not yet. You're doing good like this. Going nice and slow. You let me handle everything. All you need to worry about is making me feel good. That's your purpose here. So just keep thrusting me in and out of this hole of yours. That's what you're good for, isn't it? Oh, I know it is. So good at fighting. Even better when you're laying on your back. Just don't ask you to use your brain, right? Making me go tongue-tied from how tightly you grip me. It feels so good. Just look at you. Continuing to work me in and out of your hole. Can honestly say this is the best I've ever felt. I had no idea that not being violent would feel so good. Tightly clenching around my hilt. You can't help but moan. I saw that finger twitch. Don't you dare think about touching yourself. That's not up to you right now, is it? It's my decision when you get to touch yourself, if I even let you. Right now, I want all your attention on me, thrusting in and out of your needy hole. So eager for all the pleasure I bring. You rock your hips forward, trying to take even more of it. The designs on my handle feel so good inside you. The engravings causing you to cry out. The more I'm in your head, the better you feel. And it's getting harder to think for yourself, isn't it? You don't really need to do that right now. You're not really here to think for yourself. You're here to show off how good you really are. To take it like a proper hero. Making me feel so good. We should start doing this after every fight. Maybe I'll be able to train you to get turned on simply by grabbing my hilt. You would probably love that, wouldn't you? Oh, yeah. Any time you would go to fight, you would grab my hilt and feel the same throbbing sensation between your thighs. It would give you that boost of adrenaline you need, wouldn't it? Unable to form your own thoughts with my voice booming in your head, you decide to direct your attention to something else, something you can actually control. Rocking your hips, fucking yourself further. Oh, fuck. Feels so fucking good, hero. Who knew that you could be such a brutal force on the field, but so docile on the sheets? This is what you've been waiting for, hasn't it? Always have hated making choices for yourself. It's so much of an effort. You just want to feel good, have fun, maybe fight a bit, right? That's what I'm good for, hero. Don't you see? All you have to do is wield me, and I do everything else for you. It's so easy, so wonderful. You can turn off your brain. You wouldn't want any other sword but me, would you? Listen to that voice of yours. You sound so fucking good, trying to fight back your moans. You don't want anyone finding you like this, do you, hero? Oh, fuck. What do you think they would say if they saw you, the hero of these lands, like this? Thighs spread without a care in the world, who sees? Shamelessly fucking yourself with the hilt of your own sword without abandon. It's almost like you don't have any shame, no dignity. Once you strip away all the heroics, you're just a slut, aren't you? You might be able to fool others. That facade you have, I can see through it. While you're a great fighter, it's not who you are. Not at your core, at least. You might be able to convince the others. Convince them that you live for the thrill of the hunt. That you're some vicious predator that needs to be put down for your own good. But I don't believe it for a goddamn second. Oh, no, no, no. I know the truth because I'm in your head. Can read your every thought. That's how I know how good you're feeling. I'm getting closer with every grind of your hips against me, impaling the hilt further into you. Can't help but moan as you brush past that sensitive bundle of nerves inside you. Oh, yeah. I know what you really need, hero. And what you're desperate for is someone to put you in your place. Remind you how good your body can feel. Just like this, right? Oh, yeah. You take it so well. I'm starting to think your title of hero isn't actually befitting of you. Oh, not with the sound you're making. Thrusting my hilt in and out of your desperate hole as you get closer to the edge. Hips rocking against it. Practically behaving with a mind of their own. It just feels so good. You can't stop yourself, can you? Getting louder with each thrust inside you. The only thing you can think about is how amazing each and every bump along my hilt feels inside you. Rocking yourself against it, trying to get more friction. Oh, why don't you reach down and touch yourself for me? I want to feel you come around me, slut. It doesn't matter how good I feel inside you. You need just a little extra, don't ya? Oh, of course you do. Grinding against your own hand, you continue to ride the hilt. Oh, fuck, that's it. Touch yourself faster than that. Come on. I want you to come around me. I can feel myself getting closer the faster your hand moves. Oh, that's it. That's good, hero. Knowing when to take orders, knowing your exact place. You feel your orgasm building. Every second that passes pushes you closer to the edges. As you struggle to stay still. Fuck. Oh, you feel so good. Oh, yeah. Not the big, scary hero of the land when you're like this. All moaning and on the verge of coming. Desperate for your own release. Oh, fucking tongue-tied. Who knew all it took to beat you was to fuck you? You're so adorable when you're so eager like this. Unable to control yourself. Oh, fuck. Do you want to come, slut? Then come with me. Come on. Come on, you can do it. I know you're close. All twitching around me, gripping me so tightly. You can let go, hero. You've earned this. Come with me.
Well, you certainly enjoyed yourself, didn't you, hero? Well, I certainly had fun. I can't believe in all my years of being around here, no one has ever taken me by my other side. Now that it's happened once, I kind of want it to happen more. Do you think we could do it again?
Really? You really are a slut for it, aren't you?
Guess it's not just a nickname, huh? Oh, lighten up. You don't have to worry about little old me, hero. I quite like this side of you. Makes you so much more fun to play with. I thought I got someone boring again as a wielder. It was honestly one of my biggest fears. But I've never been more happy to be proven wrong. We're going to have so much fun together, aren't we? As long as you wield me, I'll always be by your side. Who else is going to keep that slutty side of yours under check? It wouldn't do well if it got out how easy the hero is to defeat simply by offering a quick fuck or two. I can't imagine what that would do to your reputation as a hero. Don't worry. As long as we are together, you don't have anything to worry about. I'll always be by your side for whatever you need, hero.